If you look towards the top of the fireplace chimney, there are plants growing out of the cracks in the mortar.
Ruth Kelly points out a bad sheltered chimney at Giant City State Park in Makanda. Ruth is a member of the volunteer group, the Friends of Giant City.
That is dangerous, destabilizing the stonework and also a fire hazard for the roof.
The lack of money is so bad at Giant City, her volunteer group does everything from weeding to buying truck parts for the aging vehicles. Ruth takes me along to show me some of the worst problems.
Shower house at the horse campground is closed.
The building is boarded up and a sign directs campers who pay $20 a night to the main shower facility half a mile away.
It does not meet code, and the park does not have the funds to make the needed repairs.
This 4,000-acre park is a southern Illinois treasure with an exquisite stone lodge and a Native American archaeological site. Built up by the CCC during the Depression, Giant City is now crumbling during this recession. Illinois is broke, and the governor recently threatened to close some of the state parks.
How much hiking are you really wanting to do?
Well,
We got Trillium Trail here. It's your wildlife.
Back at the visitor center, which is open but not fully staffed, the office manager tries to help visitors. Two park managers have suddenly retired due to pension fears, leaving four employees for the entire park. It used to have 13.
Here we have a camp stove in the horse campground that's completely rusted through.
And crumbling buildings and campsites are the norm statewide. Illinois parks have a $750 million backlog in deferred maintenance. Lawmakers didn't act to pass a state park funding bill, which would have added $2 to vehicle registration.
Obviously, state parks are the face of this agency.
Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Chris McLeod says the bill fell 3 votes short, and they are hopeful it will pass in the next session. But he says the DNR doesn't have a list of what needs to be fixed first if they get the money.
You know, it's hard to prioritize when you're not sure how much money you're going to have at this point not knowing what might be in store in terms of new revenue.
In the past, Illinois state government raided DNR funds to pay other bills. That worries volunteer Ruth Kelly.
If there was some way to guarantee that the user fees, the extra taxes, the license plate money went to the Department of Natural Resources to fulfill their mission, I would happily pay it.
This current bill does say the money must go to the DNR and can't be used for other purposes.
Camp stoves, they're horrendous. I mean, there's some of them, just there's nothing to them.
Former Park Superintendent Bob Martin recently retired due to fear about what the legislature might do to his pension. He says the park is safe for campers, but they deserve better.
Well, I mean, they expect, you know, to get what they paid for. I mean, you know, they don't want a picnic table with the boards broken half. They would like to see them painted, I'm sure.
Even the windows are boarded shut.
At Giant City State Park in Makanda, I'm Eileen Waldron for WSIU Radio.